When it comes to advanced level music theory, one thing is how to harmonize advanced modes. So earlier we talked about like harmonic minor and melodic minor. Let's just choose at random. Let's just do melodic minor. Melodic minor would be, if I did it in the key of C, then harmonizing that mode out would be C minor major 7, which is a minor chord with a major 7, which is the way it sounds. The name sounds, that is. And then D minor is next. E flat major 7 sharp 5 is next. Yes, you heard right. E flat major 7 sharp 5. F7, G7, A half diminished, B half diminished, and C minor major 7. It would be going backwards. Like that. And so you can have a lot of fun with those, not only to write modal type tunes, but to be able to recognize the use of those modes in compositions that you may be soloing on or you know, coming across. And that has to do with the next part, which is improvising over chord changes. When you see a chord change, like, you know, people come to me, they want to play jazz or something, and you see a chord progression that goes, you know, D minor 7 to G 7 to C, and then the very next thing is F minor, B flat, and E flat. Like, it reminds me of the tune Green Dolphin Street. I didn't do that on purpose. I guess somewhere in my subconscious, you know, that tune, those tunes come out. But anyway, you can easily recognize that the D minor G7 C is part of a 2-5-1 in the key of C, and then your F minor B flat to E flat is a 2-5-1 key of E flat, and E flat major is nothing but C minor Aeolian. So all you're really doing in that progression is changing from C major to C minor, if you will. And then, you know, you gradually expand your ability to recognize the keys and the function of different chord progressions. And then you're never at a loss for being able to improvise over tunes, even hard ones, quote unquote hard ones, like Giant Steps and Countdown or whatever. And even in the rock world, the deeper you go into it, the more you're going to find, you know, weird chords and things where you're not sure exactly how to solo over it. So these things aren't just about playing jazz. The last thing for advanced people when it comes to music theory, in addition to harmonizing advanced modes and improvising over chord changes, is learning inversions. Inversions would be like, let's just take a simple C major 7 chord. You have root position, you have the third in the bass, which is called first inversion, then you have the fifth in the bass, which is called second inversion, then you have the seventh in the bass, which is called the third inversion. So, and there's voicings like that all over the neck. That was just a C major 7 on the middle four strings. There's also the upper four strings, you know, there's also the lower four strings, there's also what's called drop 2, which is strings 6, 4, 3, and 2. And then there's the drop 2 on this set of strings that's 5, 4, 5, 3, 2, 1. You know, and you should be able to do a harmonized scale on, you want to master chords and you know, voicings and things, do a harmonized scale on each of those sets of strings. And then, like that. That was just on strings 5, 3, and 5, 3, 2, and 1. And so that's a lot of stuff right there. And then there's also voice leading. We don't have time to get into all that. That's when you choose the smoothest way of connecting each chord from one to the next.